Blog Talk Radio.
Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and so are all of you. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. As you know, we are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and really all over the world. So we invite you, in the name of Jesus Christ and in the love of God, to join us. Come and join us. We're going to have a great time with the Lord tonight. He's going to speak to us directly. He's going to speak right from his heart. He's going to call it the way he sees it. And we get together to spend time with the Lord and to allow him to bring us closer to what he always wanted us to be when he sent us into the earth. Amen? You see, we have a purpose for being here in the earth. It's to please our Heavenly Father. That's right. Our lives are meant to please him. We're here to serve him, to honor him, to give him glory. We're here to witness as members of the body of Christ to the love of Jesus Christ and that Jesus saved. Amen? So, no matter what you may need, the Lord is here. And if you call out to him out of a truthful heart, he will respond. You may not hear thunder and lightning, but he will respond. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we thank you for joining us in Jesus' name. Amen? And I want to invite you to our chat room. We have a radio chat room, and it's located on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And across the banner, across the top, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link, and when it opens up, sign in. Just put your name and sign in. It's very simple. We suggest that first time we use guest, use the guest signing in, and say hello to everybody. Say hi. We'll say hi back. We're friendly. Amen? We like people. Amen. And those of you who are on a cellular device, you're on a cell phone, iPhone, whichever, you can pull up MiracleInternetChurch.com as well. And when you do, across the banner, you'll see three white lines on a black background. Click that, and all the other links will open up to you, and you will find MIC Radio Chat. And you can sign in too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Also on our links, you'll see giving at Miracle Internet Church. That's where we go to give. All the information for giving is right there. That's why it says giving at Miracle Internet Church. We have a King James Version audio Bible for anyone who wants to listen. And everyone should listen at some point. In fact, we encourage you to play the King James Version of the Bible wherever you are, especially in your home, as much as possible, even 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you can. Across our banner, we also have a place for books and e-books. We have over 150 books there, and they're very reasonably priced, since most of them are well under $10. Amen? And we encourage you to avail yourself to that. We have a founders page. I have a page. We have information for how to contact us, what our beliefs are. You know, somebody wrote me once and said, I don't even know what you believe. So I wrote her back and I said, well, right across the banner on our website, there's a link that says beliefs. And underneath that, you'll find out everything we believe. Amen. We have a link to become a member of Miracle Internet Church and a link to become a global prayer warrior. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to encourage you to become fully involved and allow the Lord to bless your life. I don't know anyone who does not need the blessings of the Lord, even people who believe themselves to be blessed and why they don't think they need anything. But I have news for you. We all need the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And we intend to obey the Lord so that those blessings are ours, amen, so that we walk in them. They're not just something we read about in the Bible. It's something that we experience in our daily life, amen. Praise the Lord, because we're supposed to walk the earth witnessing for the Lord and allowing people to see through our lives Jesus Christ. That's right. Our most important call is to be a son of the living God. Amen? So we want to encourage you to join us. We love you. And we have some words tonight from the Lord that we all need to hear. Amen? So let's get going. Praise the Lord. We want to remind you that as we're doing the opening prayer, that you should be praying in your prayer language in agreement. Those of you that don't have a prayer language yet, you can just say amen and in the name of Jesus, and that will work. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, there's a battle being waged for our minds. The devil wants to control our minds, Lord, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And he's constantly trying to get our attention. He's constantly trying to put corrupt thoughts in our minds. But we have decided to obey your word. And so we cast down every imagination and every high thing that's exalting itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you remind us to keep ourselves unspotted from the world and not to be overcome with evil, but to hold on to that which is good. You promise, Lord, to keep our minds in perfect peace when our minds are continually stayed on you because we are trusting in you. So we ask you, Father, to help us with this matter, for you tell us that as we think in our hearts, so are we. So, Lord, search our hearts. Search us and know our hearts and try us and know our thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. We know that you can do everything and that no thought can be kept from you. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to create in us a clean heart and to renew a right spirit in us and to allow the words of our mouth and the meditation and thoughts of our heart to be acceptable in your sight because you are our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. And we thank you for all that you have done for us, all that you have done for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's important to have a clean heart, you know. It's very important to have a clean heart. Some of us need to work on that a little bit more, I believe, but all of us need to seek to have a clean heart. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom and his devices and tactics in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and passive devils and their attacks, all pain-afflicting spirits and sleep deprivation spirits, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drones, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, and all targeted radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks. We bind all hypnotic trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the head of the conjurers and the magicians. In the name of Jesus, we bind every order of magic and mystic arts in Jesus' name. We bind the Havana syndrome and the brain changes and the injuries done to the mind. We bind all audio weapons. We bind all remote viewing, and we circumcise ourselves from it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you love us and that you pour out your love in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin American, black and white magic in Jesus' name. And we forbid any worker of mystic art to militate against us in the name of Jesus. We return the attack wherever they came from, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, and we bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, all satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic, science, and human reasoning and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. You're bound in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors. We bind make-believe and fantasy in Jesus' name. We bind yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all spirits of pride. We bind the king of pride, and we remove his crown in Jesus' name. We bind all of his underlings to the king, and we chain the entire kingdom in eternal chains and darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combated jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Baphomet, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus. We bind them in the name of Jesus, and we chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes and triggers. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and their meanings in the name of Jesus Christ. And we undo their wicked works. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers, and we send their fear, harassments, witchcrafts, and mind control back on their own heads in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven, and we bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Amen. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. For though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. For this we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, with the sword of the Spirit. We cut ourselves free and pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, and anything else sent to us by the enemy in Jesus' name. We send it back. It's not ours. You didn't order it for us, Lord. We have no business with it. We thank you. And we cut ourselves free from all connections with the demonic realm, be they ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, agreements, consents, garlands, whatever they be. We sever them from ourselves and loose ourselves from them. We tear down all protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, and sorcerers, and all such in the occult in Jesus' name. And we break the power of the spells, vexes, hexes, fetishes, all psychic power worked through sexual witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind all sorcery, magic, voodoo, and mind control, all death, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, torments, psychic warfare, prayer chains, ungodly blessings, chantings, incantations, root work, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals, and sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone who has worked any witchcraft against us, we forgive them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we place them in the hands of God the Holy Spirit that he might do as he sees fit in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate, and we thank you, Lord, that you will open our eyes so that we can see the glory of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, honor, and glory for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, saints, we're fasting. Amen. It's that time again. It's time to seek the Lord. Yes, it is. You know, we don't half fast out of a ritual. This isn't a ritual. We're actually seeking the Lord. We're actually pressing into the enemy's territory in our own lives and situations. We want change in our lives. We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to remain the same. We want to grow. We want to be blessed. We want to prosper. We want to be in divine health. So we're pressing into the things of God. We're not going to sit back and just wait on it to land on our heads. No, it doesn't happen that way. We are to seek the Lord continually, the Bible says. We are to seek his face. And so we are doing so. And we are doing so as the body of Christ, not one single person, but all of us together as one. Amen? All of us together as one. For those of you who do not know the parameters of the fast, they are listed in the MIC radio chat. For those of you who can't see that, I will briefly read it to you. The fast started today at 12:01 a.m., and it is continuous through August 24th at midnight, your time zone. Our focus is areas that need attention. That's right. That's what the Lord called it. Areas that need attention. The beverages on this fast are water and fruit juice. No alcohol for recreation. Foods that are allowed, raw vegetables, whether you eat that as a salad or a smoothie or however you get it in. Raw vegetables each day. Peas, hummus, beans, fish, eggs, tuna, banana, a maximum of one banana per day. Rice, quinoa, one slice of toast per day, bulgur, protein shakes, and Holy Communion. And we added to that, the Lord did an update. Cooked vegetables along with the daily raw vegetables have been added to the last 4 days of the fast. I'll say that again. Cooked vegetables along with the daily raw vegetables have been added to the fast for the last 4 days of the fast. Also, everyone should get substantial rest, reduce television, computer, video, cell phone, radio, movie, or other social activities. General personal hygiene is highly recommended, according to Matthew 6:16-18. Daily worship songs of the Lord's choosing, not your choosing, his choosing. You go before the Lord daily, and the song he wants you to worship him with is the one you should worship him with. Amen? Our focus of our daily intercession is homelessness worldwide and wisdom in our health issues, not just our physical health, our spiritual, mental, emotional, financial, all of the things that have to do with our health, whatever area of our life it is. That's our focus of our daily intercession. The scripture for memorization comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Scripture readings for the fast are as follows. I'll try to slow down for those of you who must write. On day 1, which is today, the scripture reading is Psalm 138, verse 8. Psalm 138, verse 8. On day 2, which is tomorrow, the scripture reading is from the book of Jude. Jude, verse 20. Jude, verse 20. On day 3, the scripture reading is from the book of Luke. Luke, chapter 7, verse 23. Luke chapter 7, verse 23. On day 4, the reading is from the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. On day 5, the reading is from the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. On day 6, the reading comes from the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31 through 32. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31 through 32. And on the last day, that's Tuesday coming up, day 7, it's from the book of Ruth. The reading is from the book of Ruth, Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. So they are listed in the MIC radio chat. And so everyone should pretty much have it down now. And so we can all proceed together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Bill, for posting that. I really do appreciate it. Amen. So, amen. So we can get on with what the Lord wants to talk about this evening. Amen. Amen. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 30, Psalm 30, Psalm 30. And our verse for meditation is Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Our featured ebook that many of you ought to read is Spirit of Rejection, Deliverance Root System of Rejection, Deliverance Root System. I highly advise it for everyone. Amen. If you've never been rejected before, trust me, before you leave the planet, you will find out about it. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 319-527-6235. And if you missed anything I said, it's all there in the MIC radio chat. Amen? All you have to do is sign in and scroll up so that you can read it all. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, saints, is the will of our Heavenly Father that his saints become witnesses of his character and nature to the nations of the world. That's right. It is the will of our Heavenly Father that his saints become witnesses of his character and nature to the nations of the world. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So you see, this has always been the Father's plan for us. It has always been his plan that when once we obey him and reverence him and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we receive the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we become witnesses unto him. And that we don't just keep the good news to ourselves. There are many ways to witness, even through our personal testimony of salvation in Jesus Christ. You know, that's one of the most effective ways of witnessing. That you witness what the Lord has done for you. You tell how he brought you to himself and the things that he has done in your lifetime you received him. That's some of the most effective witnessing that you will ever do. Amen? So if you haven't ever thought about that, I would suggest that you spend a little time writing down very briefly. That means in about five lines, maybe one or two lines more, what your testimony really is. Your testimony really is Jesus saved you. This is how he did it. And as a result of that, this has happened to you. That's pretty basic. It's something that you can say to somebody in less than 10 minutes. It doesn't need to be long. It needs to be brief. But it needs to be truthful, and it needs to be impactful. It needs to be truthful, and it needs to be impactful. Amen? Amen. And the Holy Spirit will help you with that, because you never know when someone will ask. And the Bible says that we're to be ready at all times to give our testimony, because that's what we are called to do. There will always be those who observe our lives from a distance. Yes, from a distance. There are always a lot of those people watching us. It is by their observation of our lives that they will come to know what it means to be a Christian. That's right. It is by the observation of our lives that they come to know what it means to be a Christian. I remember many years ago, I was taking a class at a university, and a colleague was in that class as well. And we were talking. You know, he worked at Mayo, and we were talking in class. And he was saying that he knows what Christians do and what they believe. I said, really? I said, how is that? He said there were some living in his neighborhood, and he watched them he observed their lives. He said two things they believe in doing. They believe in educating their children, and they believe in going to church every Sunday. I said, really? He said, yes. And you know, there was nothing that you could say to persuade him any differently. You see, he had watched these people's lives from across the street. He'd watched how the children grew up, how the parents parented, how they turned out in life, if they were successful or not. And he came to the conclusion that their going to church every Sunday had a lot to do with it. You see, that's a very, very powerful testimony right there. And it's not to be taken lightly, because that is how people get an idea or a sensing of what being a Christian is like. It's by watching other Christians. It's by watching people who say they're Christians and watch what they say and what they do, and watch how it turns out. So you see, it matters how we live every day. Yes, it does. It really does matter how we live every day. 1 Peter chapter 2, the Lord has something to say. 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 12. Having your conversation or lifestyle honest among the Gentiles, honest in the world. Now, you know, in order to have an honest lifestyle, your lifestyle must exude the truth. I have a sign up in my house that says, honesty. If in doubt, tell the truth. So you see, the Bible is telling us that our lifestyle has to be honest before the world. We can't walk in duplicity and hypocrisy, saying one thing and doing something else. We can't spend our days kissing up to people and then behind their back saying and doing something to the contrary. That's not holy. That's not Jesus. He says that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, yes, they talk about us. Why? Because our holy lives convict them. A holy life convicts someone that's not holy. To you is, I have respect for the way you live your life, but I can't do that. So you see, when people that live unclean and unrighteous lives come in contact with people who live a holy and pure life, they feel the difference. They feel the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. So it's important that our lifestyle be honest and clean and righteous at all times, and that we abstain even from the appearance of evil. That's right. They may, by your good works, they just like this gentleman, watch those people go to church every single Sunday. They never missed. And he was certain of it. Which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So when the time comes that the Holy Spirit comes to move on their heart to draw them into the kingdom, your lifestyle should be one of the examples that they can look to and see what Jesus is about. That's right. So the Bible tells us to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Yes, there are going to be some laws that we just don't agree with. But if they are not in violation of the word of God, we are to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. That's right, because people are watching us. I remember personally when the mask thing first came out. And I said, well, Lord, I have Psalm 91 and so many other Psalms. I don't feel that I need to do this. And it wasn't a mandate at that time. But I noticed one day as I was going to the hardware store that there were people who looked at me and they had dread and fear in their eyes, because I didn't have a mask on. Now, I could have shrugged that off and said, Lord, they're just ignorant. They don't understand. Well, that might have been the truth. But at the same time, the enemy was attempting to use the fact that I wasn't wearing a mask to have them, to keep them in fear. So I decided that some businesses ask you to, so if they asked me to, I would, because that's what the Bible says to do. But I did not want the enemy to use me to help people stay in fear or to feel fearful around me or fearful to come near me. So I said, Lord, all right, when they ask me to wear a mask, I'll just wear one. It's not that big a thing, because we both know that I'm not depending on the mask to do anything. And that's how I handled that. That was before it became mandated and so on and so forth. This was at the very, very beginning. And I have friends, Christian friends, that said they weren't going to do it, no matter, and I didn't try to talk them out of their persuasion. I didn't. But I tried to do what the Bible told me to do. And so because of other people, I thought about how they were feeling and what they were going through. And I allowed it to touch my life. Some of us are so dogmatic in our points of view that we can't make an adjustment, no matter how small it is, to accommodate somebody else's weakness of faith. Some of us are that way. And you see, the Lord is dealing with all these areas that need attention. And we're supposed to be touched with how other people feel too. That's right. You see, I didn't have to. I chose to. I wanted them to feel comfortable. I didn't want them to stay in fear. So, I made a choice. Okay, so the Bible says, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. There is praise for those who do well. For so is the will of God. You see, this is God's will, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness. That's right. We're not trying to run around and take the liberty that we have in Christ for the purpose of wounding or hurting anyone, but rather as servants of the Lord. You know, there's ways to be nice nasty, as they used to call it. You're nice on one side, and the flip side, you're being nasty. Well, we're not trying to do that. We're trying to obey the Lord so that he can get the glory from our lives. You see, it is God's will that our lives should silence those who foolishly have ugly things to say about the gospel without knowing what it can do for them and having never experienced the power of God. We are free in many areas, but we are not free to run around doing wrong just because we feel like it. Amen? We are free to do God's will. That's what we're free to do. We're free to please him. The Bible says all men, even if you did not vote for them, honor all men. That means male and female. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Love the body of Christ. Fear God and honor the king, whoever the king or the president or the prime minister or whomever you have. That's what God calls us to do. And some of us, now we're not talking about ordinances and laws that are in direct conflict with the Word of God. We're not talking about that right now. But we are talking about those that we can do, should do, and ought to do. Even though some of us may not want to do them, the Lord is calling us to that level of humility. He's calling us to surrender our will that we might do his will. Amen? That is so. That is so. So in Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse 1, the Bible says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Well, what do you mean? All power belongs to God. And whether it be in the natural realm or the supernatural realm, the power actually belongs to God. When it's delegated, people of their own free will choose to use it properly to the glory of God or misuse it. Amen? It's like having, let's see, I'll put it this way since this is simple enough an example. The parent leaves the oldest child in charge of the younger children for a period of time. Now, the younger children are supposed to honor the older that's been put in charge because that's what the parent did. He left that child in charge. But you know what they do. They do everything they can do to disobey. And so when the parent gets back and the report is given, the younger ones get in trouble. Why? Because they disobeyed. You see, the older child was standing in a position of protection and safety with authority over the younger one. But if they don't obey what they're told, while when the parent comes back, there's some chastisement and correction. Many of you experienced this growing up. You know exactly what I'm saying. And you see, that's what the Lord is saying. He's saying he established human government. And he gave people authority to do certain things as far as human government is concerned. And we should honor those that are in human government, because they are supposed to be there for our benefit and well-being. They don't always behave that way, but that's what they're supposed to be doing. That's the post that they are to carry out. Amen? Because the Lord says the powers that be are ordained of God. God set them up. Our court system is by God. So, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. That's right. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. So, you can't go around bucking authority all through life, rebelling against authority all through life. It's not going to give you the kind of life that you would desire to have. Some, in their ignorance and youth, rebel against authority simply because they think they got it all going on, and they don't. We see this in our society everywhere. Young people think they know so much, and they can such and such and such, and it doesn't matter what grandma says, doesn't matter what auntie says, what the parents say. They're going to do what they want to do. In fact, you can see that in our culture, especially with tattoos. A lot of those people went to church. Young people were in church. And the pastor says, we shouldn't do this because the Bible says thus and so. And some of them, their parents had even read the scripture and said, well, the Bible does say, but no, all my friends are doing this. And so I'm going to go do it. Well, that has its reward too. But you see, God takes note when we choose not to obey authority and to rebel against the authority. God takes note when we sit back and choose to judge the authority when we should be submitting to authority. God doesn't miss those things, you see. He says rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Now we know that there are people, there have been in the past, there are present, and there will be in the future, persons who have authority that use it in a manner that does not glorify God. We've had a lot of that in the news, in recent years. And people are now being properly prosecuted for doing the things that they do that are wrong in wearing a uniform or being in an office of authority. Many persons have been forced to resign their positions, or they've been sued, or they've been prosecuted. And so we have a balance there. You see, those who are in authority also have to obey authority. So you see, when we put ourselves in the hands of the Lord, we allow God to work out for us that we cannot work out for ourselves. God desires for his people to be law-abiding saints. He desires for us to manage our affairs in an orderly fashion whenever possible. It is his desire for us to be subject to the laws of the land, because God himself established human government. In other words, in submission to the Lord, we are called to submit to earthly authority as well. Because you see, if no one ever obeyed any earthly authority, we would all live in chaos all of the time. That's what the result is. You have chaos when you don't have any government and any authority. When there are no boundaries set, people do what's right in their own eyes. And we know that that does not work well. You see, God's kingdom has order. It has rank. And you just don't do whatever you want to do just because you feel like doing it. That's the work of the flesh. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. So, earthly government attempt to establish laws and statutes that are for our benefit and for our protection. That's one of the roles of government. It's supposed to benefit and protect the citizenry. Yes, there are laws that are in direct violation of God's word, but that's not what we're talking about tonight. Tonight, we're talking about us living a Christian life, a righteous life before people, so that they get an idea of what Jesus Christ is like and what it's like to be a Christian. And in our lives, we are witnessing not only in our neighborhoods and to our families and friends and those in our sphere of influence, but we're actually witnessing with our lives to the nation. In Acts chapter 25, beginning with verse 15, it reads as the following: about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. To whom I answer, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused have the accusers face to face and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him. So you see, in society, we have law. He said it is not the manner of the Romans to do thus and so. This is not our law. This is not how we do things. We don't just turn somebody over to die because people don't want him to live anymore. No, the accused and the accusers get to face off. And the accused has the opportunity and freedom to answer for himself concerning the charges that are laid against him. It worked back then when Paul was here, and it works that way now, you see. In the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 51, the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 51, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? No, it's not supposed to. People have a right to be heard. They have a right to their day in court as it is. So, as believers, we are called to pray for those who are in any position of authority. Any position of authority at all. We are called to pray for them. 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 2, excuse me, beginning with verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So for everyone, we're supposed to thank God. We're supposed to intercede. We're supposed to pray. We're supposed to have specific prayer requests for kings and for all that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, godly behavior and honesty. And that's the reason the Lord wants us to do this. You see, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. So God would have us to do these things. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And we do that here at Miracle Internet Church. We do that. Amen? And if you go into the archive, you'll find out that we've been doing it from the beginning. Amen? Amen. So, saints, it may dawn on some of us, well, I thought I did those things. Well, think again. There might be something more that the Lord wants from you. We are called to be active participants and leaders in our community. That's right. We are called to be active participants and leaders in our community. I remember many years ago, right after the passing of my brother, I decided that it was time to get on living, that I had done sufficient grieving. It was time to get on living. And so I belonged to a local credit union, and they were having elections. And so after talking with a friend of mine who was a Christian, I decided to run for office. And I did, and I won. And I became secretary of the board of directors of that particular credit union. And I was for many years. So you see, saints, we're called to be in places of leadership, places of authority, because God needs people that will listen to him and do what he tells them to do. God needs people in government. You'll find that that's a ministry. It's called governments. It's right in the scriptures. God wants to put people, his people, in government positions because he wants to use them. He wants to use them to get his agenda accomplished, and he wants to use them as a witness to those that are around them that actually know nothing about God, and all they know about is the world. So you see, God has many reasons for dealing with us. We are to share in the responsibilities of maintaining civil society. That's right. We are to be responsible citizens, and we are to help to maintain civil society. Why? Because the gospel can more easily be spread when we have civil society and not continual unrest. In Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 16, Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 16, and they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness. They wanted to try to trip him up, you see, and said, Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, Whose is the image and superscription? They say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Now say, many of us have secular jobs, and we must render to Caesar, as it be, the things that we have agreed to render to Caesar. But there are those things that are strictly God. And we should not confuse the two. We should give to God that is God. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Amen? I know there are those who have decided that first they're going to render to Caesar, and then whatever's left, well, we'll give God what we can. But that's not the way this really works. You see, at some point in your Christian journey, the Lord has got to be first place in your life. He must be first place in your life. And if he's not first place, then he can't be the Lord of your life. Amen? He must have the first place, the place of preeminence in your life. The Lord in his kingdom must become the most important thing about your life. To me, more important than your career, more important than your family life, more important than your own life. At some point, the Lord and his kingdom have to become first in your life. And therein you see the dilemma of a lot of Christians. They vacillate back and forth. One minute, it's the Lord. And the next minute, it's them. And most of the time, it's them. But saints, that's not what the Bible says. We're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And there are people listening to me right now that still vacillate back and forth. They worship their own will They do what they want to. They obey when they get ready, when it's convenient for them. And when they don't, they have an excuse to give the Lord. But the days are drawing close, saints, when the Lord will not accept that from us anymore. At some point, our own selves cannot be on the throne of our lives. Our own point of view and our own feelings cannot sit on the throne of our lives. Either Jesus is going to sit on that throne, or we're going to end up out of the kingdom. That's how it's really going to happen. Either Jesus is the Lord and master of your life, or he is not. There's no in-between. There's no 75-25, 80-20, 90-10. It doesn't work that way. It's all or nothing. And some of you, the Lord is bringing you to that place. I urge you, for the sake of your own soul, to choose Jesus, because there is no other option for eternal life except eternal damnation. And that's the way that is. In Matthew chapter 17, Matthew, you know something, there's some of you that you're more concerned about your natural life than you are about the kingdom of God. Every concern you have is about your natural life, but you have little to no concern about the furtherance of the kingdom of God. And the Lord himself is going to correct you. You spend your time and your thought life on every little thing about your life, but almost no time thinking about, seeking the Lord about, the things of his kingdom. You say, well, I read my Bible, but that's not what I'm saying. You see, it's one thing for you to read your Bible. It's another thing for you to be fully vested in what Jesus is doing around the world. And that's just it. Too many of us are more concerned about what goes on in our little daily lives than we are about what God is doing and desiring to do, and our part in what he is doing. And so the Holy Spirit is going to begin to deal with you in these areas. He's going to begin to deal with you in these areas, especially if you are a person that the Lord has presented this subject to you before, and you keep doing the same things over and over and over again. No matter of correction, no matter who brings it, ever seems to make a permanent change in you. The Holy Spirit is going to be dealing with you. Please expect that. So in Matthew 17, beginning with verse 24, and when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their children, of their own children, or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. Take that, take, and give unto them for me and thee. So you see, saint, Jesus explained the situation to Peter in Peter language, and Peter understood. But Jesus said, lest we offend them, go get a fish, open his mouth, you'll find a piece of money, give it to them for both of us. So Jesus paid his taxes and Peter's, leaving an example for us to follow. Saints, we must remember that our Heavenly Father rules in the governments of men on the earth. All throughout the Old Testament, we find kings that were assigned by God to rule over the nation of Israel. Some were good, some were bad, some were evil. In Daniel chapter 4, Daniel chapter 4, verse 32, it reads, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and he gives it to whomsoever he will. That's something to consider, saints. That's something to consider. Psalm 75. Psalm 75, beginning with verse 5. Psalm 75, beginning with verse 5. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. Don't think you're such a suchy much. You're not. You're simply not. It's just the truth. Amen? It's just the truth. You're not such a big, important person so that nobody else is important but you. That's just not the way it is. Amen? The Lord wants his people not to be arrogant and proud. He wants his people to stop being stubborn and proud. He says promotion comes neither from the east nor the west nor from the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. God is the judge. He promotes one and he disposes another. He puts one down and he sets up another. So we need not walk around with our necks stretched out and our heads held too high as if we've done some great, mighty, and wonderful thing. No, God is the one. He's the judge. He decides to put one here. He decides to remove one. It's his choosing. It's his prerogative, as we call it. So, you see, saints, Jesus said in John chapter 19, John chapter 19, beginning with verse 9, Jesus said, to Pilate some things. Yes, he did. And they went into the judgment hall. They had arrested Jesus, and they went into the judgment hall and said to Jesus, whence art thou? Where did you come from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? And Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above. You can't have any power against me at all except it were given thee from above. Unless my heavenly Father allowed for it, there wouldn't be anything you could say to me. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. You see, saints, we need to realize how much so our heavenly Father is in control. You see, we look at the situation and we say, this is a good person, this is a bad person. And so God can only use good people. He can't use bad people. I have news for you. He uses whatsoever he will to bring about his purpose, his plan, and his objective. And we need to keep that in mind in life, because we're going to watch God use some people that we think are horrid and also use some people that we think are good. All flesh is as grass, you see. Yet we remember that Satan is called the god of this world. Much of what is experienced in our world is against Jesus Christ and his followers. Yet there are still many Christians who are still in agreement with what is happening. That's interesting. So how should we feel about this? What should we do? What should our response be? Well, Jesus has a response for us in the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. We are to fight the good fight of faith in spiritual warfare and prayer. And in verse 1, it reads, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Meaning that we should always resort to prayer and not give up. And God is very serious about this. There are going to be situations in our lives where it looks as though we've reached a dead end, but we have not. When we get to that place, he's telling us to pray and not give up. Why? Because he's God. He has all power in his hand, and we should never forget that. We should never exalt the power of men and governments and rulers over the power of God. We should never worship any ruler or leader anywhere, at any time, for any reason. That's idolatry. And God wants us to learn that when things don't go quite as, maybe not even as we expected, but as they ought to go, that we are to resort to prayer and not to give up. Amen? But our prayers must be led by the Holy Spirit. But our prayers must be led by the Holy Spirit. God did not say our prayers must be led by our own opinions, our own thoughts, and our own emotions. As you have listened to this ministry over the years, you have found us to be politically active through prayer and fasting. And we continue to do so. We will always stand for righteousness, regardless to whether it is popular or not. And yes, it will draw persecution. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to endure persecution as a witness to godly living. Many of the prayer and intercession that is led by Brother Marshall are matters that the Lord wants us to cry out to him concerning these issues. We are not of this world, but we are in the earth, and our prayers exhibit tremendous influence in our world. We ask the global prayer warriors to recast the last portion of the broadcast to come into agreement with our intercession if for some reason you must retire early. In other words, our broadcast ends at a certain time, but if for some reason you have to interrupt your listening, we ask that you recast the last portion so that you can come into agreement with our intercession. Amen? There are saints all over the globe who listen and agree as we pray for global concern. Now, there are some who have yet to understand what it means to stay in your own lane. You say, well, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, with regard to the global prayer room, the Holy Spirit is going to begin to deal with people who have not come subject to the mandates of the authority and leadership of this ministry. God made me the pastor of this ministry, and on many and several occasions, I have encouraged everyone to stay in your lane. You are not authorized to pray what I pray. You are authorized to come into agreement when I pray. There have been persons that have gotten themselves into serious trouble spiritually by attempting to do what I do. God didn't call you to be me. He called you to be you. I recently had to write a saint and indicate that they had stepped far out of their lane by attempting to pray for all the marriages in this ministry. God did not call that person to do that. Furthermore, that person went on to attack powers and principalities and rulers, and that's not their place to do that. That person could have well brought on themselves serious damage, not just spiritually, but naturally, because they got out of line. In recent months, I have taken on a lot of additional spiritual warfare, covering persons who get out of their lane. I'm the pastor, and that's what I do. However, the Lord is not going to allow the saints to abuse the pastor. When you get out of your lane and you go to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and you go beyond the place that the Lord has allotted to you, it brings additional warfare. Why? Because you're wrong. You stepped out of your lane. And who is it that receives that? That would be me. I have gone to the doctor because of some of the warfare I have received as a result of people getting out of their lane. The Lord is not going to allow this situation to continue. He's been very patient, and I have continued to warn you. But at some point, you must choose to obey him. There are some of you that have decided that you are racehorses. You must get out ahead of God. You can't be led by the Holy Spirit. You have to pray according to your opinion, your dictates, and your feelings. Well, that's not what we do in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Some of you have decided that instead of coming into agreement with the answers and solutions to all the prayer requests that are placed there, according to the covenant, according to the will of the Father, that you're going to pick out certain persons or certain prayer requests, and you're going to do your own prayer concerning that. Well, that's not what we do in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. What we do in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room is this. Individuals come forth, they sign in, they pray their prayer in five lines or less, including scriptures that pertain to their prayer request to the Father in Jesus' name. As the body of Christ, not as singular individuals, as the body of Christ, not as singular individuals, as the body of Christ, we come into agreement with the intercession of the Godhead for their prayer request. We come into agreement with God and with them for the answers and solutions to the prayer request. If you merely sit there and decide, well, I'm in agreement with all the prayer requests. Well, some prayer requests aren't written properly. Some of them, essential information is left out. So the wise thing to do is to come into agreement, God's solution for the prayer request. And that is what we do in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. We do not decide as an individual that it's our place to pray for all the marriages in the ministry. That's not your place. That's my place. Your place is to come into agreement, not with a particular prayer request by someone. Your job is to come into agreement with the answers and solutions that God has for that prayer request. And in agreement with the scriptures that the saint is standing on so that God can move. That's what we do in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Some of you have taken it upon yourselves to pray certain ways for certain particular prayer requests, and the Lord did not lead you to do that. It's being done in your flesh. It's being done in your emotions. It's being done in your own thoughts. Well, the Lord is ready to bring correction to that matter, and he will do it himself. So tonight, the Lord wants you to consider whether you're following the mandate, the request, the instructions of the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Amen? It's set up a certain way. It runs a certain way, the way God set it up. And his blessing comes because we do what he says to do, not because we attempt to do it our way. So, after many discussions with the Lord, he has informed me that he will deal with each person himself. There are those of you in the background, you know some of the people that are here, that are up here. And you think it's your place to sit there and listen to people talk about whatever they want to say, and then you decide based on how you feel about the situation or the person what to pray. Well, the Lord didn't call you to do that. He didn't call you to do that. When God calls you to do something, he tells you exactly what he wants you to do, exactly what scripture he wants you to pray, and that's that. Some of you are, in a sense, spiritually meddling where you should not. And that's very dangerous because it brings a judgment. So, the Lord has said that during this fast, he's going to deal with things that need attention. And the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room is one of the areas that he's going to deal with. Every time he has indicated to me that I should speak to you and bring correction, I have done so. And having done so, I now defer to God the Holy Spirit. I pray that you listen to him, that you obey him, that you humble yourself, and that you do what the Lord wants you to do. There's a reason that we have parameters and guidelines for the Global Prayer Warriors Prayer Room. It is for the safety and protection of the saints, including the pastor. Amen? So, as we proceed on the fast, you'll know that the Lord is dealing with you. There's no point in you trying to bind the Lord. You can't. When he's dealing with you, he's dealing with you. And he means for change to come. Amen? Amen. So tonight, Brother Marshall is going to lead us in prayers that concern the body of Christ globally. You see, we're not a little home prayer meeting. We are global prayer warrior. And some of you have lost your focus. We're not a little home prayer meeting. We are global prayer warriors. And if you go back and listen to sermons and messages from the past 10 years, you'll find that out. That's what we're called to do here. We deal with global issues, issues that affect the entire world and all the people on the globe. We're not a little home prayer meeting. When we call a fast and the Lord tells me to call a prayer meeting special during the fast, we're dealing with world powers. There was one young lady that came up. And she had too much to say about our prayer meeting. And the Lord let her go. He released her from this ministry. It was her place to attack someone because of her own scorn and her own personal issues. We don't allow anyone to come up here and attack anybody. We walk in love here. And we expect everyone else to do so as well. We don't allow anyone to come up and batter the saints. That's not the love of God. So, as I was saying, tonight, Brother Marshall is going to lead us before the throne of God on some very serious global issues, as he does every time we come up. Many of them have been issues in the U.S., but we also cover issues around the globe. So you see, saints, this is not a little home church prayer meeting. We have global prayer warriors. And global prayer warriors must have an international mindset. Amen? We have to have a mind to follow the Holy Spirit and pray about issues that affect people all over the globe. It's not just us four and no more. It's not that mentality. Amen? Now, I want us to know that the Lord watches over this ministry very, very, very carefully. There isn't anything about this ministry that he does not take note of. And so, yes, that means he keeps an eye on you as well. So in dealing with the ministry and with the ministers, keep that in mind. Be very much aware of that, that the Lord watches particularly over this ministry. He loves it. He died for it. He established it. He's continuing it. And how you treat this ministry matters to the Lord. He takes it personally. There are persons who do not give me the honor and respect as pastor that I am due per the scriptures. The Lord would like for you to repent. Furthermore, Brother Bill is not the back door of the ministry. Figure out what that means yourself. He's to be honored, and he's to be treated with respect. Amen? And it is so. Some of you do. Some of you don't. Some of you won't. But the Lord is the judge. Not us. We are his servants. And he watches over his servants very particularly. So, having said all of that, we're going to continue in this fast, and the Lord is going to continue to draw us from our own personal wicked ways. Things that are in our lives that don't please him. God is very serious about having a holy body of believers. Holiness is important to the Lord. And so we are going to allow the Lord to purge our lives, to clean our lives up, so that our lives will be more pleasing to him, and so that he can continue to use our lives and to bless our lives. Because there are those of us that the Lord is wanting to put us on display for the world to see. This is a Christian. But you see, we have to have a cleaned up life for that. So there are some of you that are going to have to make some serious decisions about your walk with the Lord. And I pray that you make the right decision. That you make the right choices, that you choose to please the Lord above yourself. Amen? Amen. You see, saints, we are called in this ministry, in the body of Christ globally. And so when Brother Marshall is praying, we ask you to pray in your prayer language, in agreement, just as we ask you to do during the opening prayer, so that as the body of Christ, we can take our place in God's army. Amen? We have a place in God's army. We have a function to perform. But we have to be right. we can't have all these open doors and people doing what they think ought to happen instead of what the Lord says. He loves you. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Do what the Holy Spirit says. Because failure to do so is downright dangerous, saints. It is. You can't just, this isn't any other little ministry you've been a part of where you felt like doing it this way, so you did. It won't work here. It won't work because it can get you and your loved ones into very serious trouble. Amen? So let's increase our obedience quotient, so to speak, so that God can continue to pour his blessings out upon us. We are blessed. You can't say that we aren't. We get miracles all the time. But in order for that to increase, we've got to come into unity, and we have to walk in obedience. We have to properly respect authority and follow the instructions that we are given. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, God is good all the time. And so we're going to go to our guest call-ins tonight. And we pray that as we are ministering to persons, that you will pray in your prayer language for what the Lord is doing in their lives. Amen? People need help. People need the Lord. And we don't judge anyone. Everyone came from somewhere. And everyone needs help from the Lord. Amen? So we're going to be all right. We're just going to learn to obey the Lord better. Amen? Amen. So area code 786, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Pastor, it's NK. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for all that you've gone through, and Brother Bill and Brother Marshall and any of the more mature prayer warriors that was caused by my ignorance or my family's ignorance. Thank you. Thank you for laying down your lives and standing for us and teaching us and helping to narrow our paths and training us in the way that we ought to go. In Jesus' name, thank you. I'm calling about something else, though. So I'd like to present that to you. Thank you.
All right.
So here it is. As you know, and anybody else who is familiar, like for a long, long time, I've been fighting health stuff. And so now it's, I don't know what other word to use. I'll say psychological things. I have a feeling that I'm in agreement deeply with wrong perspectives. And I just made a list of things that I don't want. And why I would be accepting handicap and sickness. I know that I'm healed. I know it. I'm just kind of like with the machete going through the dark jungle trying to clear everything. And so I just want to present this to you and see if there's one of these things or something to deal with. So I accept handicap and sickness as punishment. It shows my true worth, which is stained and rejected. I don't deserve wholeness. I deserve brokenness. It's a privilege to be on the margins and suffer for God. It shows that I'm especially tough and capable. It gives me a free pass or exceptions and excuses that others don't receive, thereby elevating my status to, special. I'm afraid to be adequate, afraid to let go, afraid to change, and comfortable in lameness and not trying to be normal, like sound, so I'm not judged as a failure if I don't match up to everyone else and their like abilities and success. And then finally, being handicapped or having sickness is a badge of uniqueness. So thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Well, I want to say a few things.
Yeah.
One of the things you need to learn is how to love you.
Ugh.
You need to learn how to love yourself. You see, you were fearfully and wonderfully made. And you don't need any badges of specialness. You were special because God loved you and sent you into the world. You don't need to cling on to any special significance, and you do not need to use any physical issue as a crutch.
Amen.
Christians don't need crutches. They need Jesus. Christians don't need crutches. They need Jesus. And your fears about letting go of what you've been holding on to, you know that the Bible says to fear not. It's not as if you're going to jump on a trampoline and bounce off and break your head open. No, the Lord is there to protect you, and you know that. You know that. And you know that you are a wonderful person. Why? Because the wonderful one lives within you. So deciding that you are less than that means that you're denying the one who lives in you.
Okay.
So I do believe that you need to reevaluate how you look at yourself. You see yourself as you, but how you're supposed to see yourself as Jesus living in you. That's how you're supposed to see you. You, dead to your flesh, and the Spirit of the living God living through you. That's how you're supposed to see you. And anything else is actually a lie. The Bible says to buy the truth and sell it not. Well, the truth is you're already healed. The truth is, you don't need a badge of courage. The courageous one lives in you.
Amen.
The truth is that you need to press on so that your healing and miracle can be fully manifest, because Jesus died for you to have full manifestation.
Amen.
What makes you special is God living in you. Nothing
Amen.
Else is needed. Nothing else is required.
Amen. Amen.
So you can feel free to let go of all of those other things that you've been holding on to, because they won't hold you up. Amen?
Amen.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says for us to confess our faults one to another and pray for one another that we might be healed. Our sister has done her part. And so now, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut her free from all her excuses. We cut her free from all her denials. We cut her free from every lie, every deception, and every delusion that she has walked in. Every
Amen.
Crutch that she has used. We cut her free
Amen.
From all of it in Jesus' name. We bind the spirits that undergird it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we
Amen.
Command them
Amen.
To come up and out of her right now. You fear, come out of her. All of it, the whole bit of fear, come out of her right now. We uproot you now, the fire of God on you now. Come out of her. You're not holding her in bondage any longer. We cut her free from all of those bondages in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast down every imagination and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her mind. Come out of her emotions. You're what's crippling her in Jesus' name. Come out of her. There's no place for you. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and her body belongs to Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Her body belongs to God. Come out of her in Jesus' name. All of you. You've been there for many years. Picking up a stronghold that we destroy in the name of Jesus. Binding every strong man in Jesus' name. No more embarrassment in Jesus' name. No more embarrassment. Come out in Jesus' name. Quit manifesting and come out in the name of Jesus. No more shame. No more guilt. No more hiding. Come out of her in Jesus' name. You're bound. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her. You have no right to be there. You have no right to hold her in bondage. She's special because Jesus made her. That's special enough. Come out. All of it, come out. The pity parties, you come out in Jesus' name. All that self-pity, come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. No more shields. No more fake shields to hide behind. No more fake shields to hide behind. No more concerns about what people think of you. What matters is what Jesus thinks of you. Come out of her. All that inadequacy, all that self-rejection, you're bound in Jesus' name. All that rebellion against the scriptures because you're rejecting what Jesus said. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her emotions. All those self-inflicted wounds, you come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. That's what you are. You're bound in the name of Jesus and you come out. Every self-inflicting wound, every spoken curse over herself, we break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. The Bible says she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her, and she can. Childishness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Fear of success, you're bound in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to release your healing virtue into our sister in Jesus' name. We ask that you take this deliverance to completion. Fear of failure, you come out too in Jesus' name. Come on out. All of it. All of it. It's always been this way. You come out in Jesus' name. Not anymore. Forgetting those things that are behind, I press, the Bible says. Deep breath and cough. All that doubt, you are bound in Jesus' name. You have to leave too. Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in with the holy fire and burn the rest of those devils out. We send them into the spiritual cage to the feet of Jesus to be judged.
Amen.
Now don't you sit there and entertain thoughts of inadequacy. You are more than adequate.
Amen.
Take a deep breath and release your prayer language. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. Area code 443. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I'm calling this evening for a couple things. I'm going to try to be as brief as I can. The first reason why I'm calling is because a couple nights ago I had a dream where a couple neighbors around me gave me something to eat. And they gave me a sandwich to eat, and I drove away. And they asked me in the dream to make sure to let them know what I thought about the sandwich. And when I drove away, I ate it, you know, sometime later. I bit into it, and in the dream, I didn't like it. But I did swallow what I ate. And I remember, you know, texting or calling the neighbors to let them know I didn't like the sandwich. That's the only recollection I have of that. So I'm concerned about that because I ate something in a dream, and, you know, I've learned from the ministry that that's not always a good thing. So I'm calling.
No, it's never a good thing. Did you do the dream protocol?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I did the dream protocol. I asked the Lord, but I didn't get anything.
All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we cut our sister free from the neighbors in the dream. And their witchcrafts against her in Jesus' name. We break the power of the dream. We break the poisoning in the dream. We break what they fed her in the dream. We command it to be bound and come up and out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that was ingested in the dream, we command it to come out and go right back where you came from in the name of Jesus. Return to sender in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Return to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. You have no right to be there. Jesus didn't order that. And whatever was sent to her, we send it back wherever it came from, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come out of her. Wherever it went, come out of her. In the name of Jesus, go back where you came from. It's not of God. It's not of God. We send it back according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her dreams. Come out of her thoughts. We close the portal that you use in Jesus' name. We break the powers of your astral projection in the name of Jesus. We reject it in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Everything released against her and against her family in the dream, we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Holy fire, holy fire. Come out of her organs in the name of Jesus. Come out of her organs in the name of Jesus. Come out of every organ. Come out of her organs. Come out of her organs in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, we disconnect her from the witches on her job in Jesus' name. Isha or Regisa We disconnect her from the witches on her job in the name of Jesus Christ. All of it come out. All of it. And every sacrifice done over. We break the power of the sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We break the power of the sacrifices. We break the power of the rituals done in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of the rituals done in the name of Jesus Christ. We return the sacrifices and the rituals wherever they came from. In Jesus' holy name. Every ritual, every sacrifice, every ceremony, all spiritual weapons sent against her, we return them wherever they came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Come up and out of her now in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. You have no right. We cut the links between you and her in the name of Jesus. Hey, there it is. We cut the links between you and her in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut every link. We cut every link between you and her in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Every fiery dart, come out. Come out now. All those voodoo pins, come out. In the name of Jesus. Every weapon of the enemy, come out and return where you came from in the name of Jesus. Every weapon of the enemy, we pull it out of her now. And we send it back where it came from, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. You cannot stay. Fear, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Every fear, every concern, every fret, every worry, every anxiety, bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power at work. Thank you for your power at work. Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in with the holy fire and burn those spirits out. Father, we ask that you take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name.
I have another request, Pastor.
Yes.
Thank you for the prayer and deliverance. I'll be leaving my job permanently, handing in my letter of resignation coming up soon, during the month of September, and I'm asking for prayer. And, you know, to have the, you know, asking for the Lord to, you know, take me forward and to, you know, to provide a way and open doors for me to be able to provide. He already has opened up a couple doors, but this is the first time ever in my life that I'm making a move like this. And, and so, yeah, I mean, just not having an employer and pretty much, you know, making income and bringing in income without an employer. This is the first time I'm doing something like this, and so I'm just asking for prayer. That's all.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Philippians 4:19 says that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Father, the Bible says that with Jesus Christ, you have given us everything that pertains to life and godly living. So, Father, we thank you that even though the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, those that depend on you receive what they need, whatever it may be. We thank you for this opportunity to grow in faith. We thank you for this opportunity to grow in trust. We thank you for this opportunity to grow in the knowledge of God and his power. So, Father, we release our sister to you to do in her that you see is needful. Thank you for opening doors of opportunity to her, leading her through the right doors, those that you have chosen for her. We bind the enemy from attempting to distract her or to have her overly concerned about how it's going to happen. The Lord takes care of these things. And we thank you for your provision, for her safety, and for her growth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Pastor?
Yes.
One last thing. There was a dream that I had last night of a storm, a really bad storm that was coming. And in the dream, it was myself and my son and my mother and a couple of other family members. And we were all in this house, and the house was surrounded by glass. Big giant glass windows, and outside of the windows was nothing but like ocean waters, and the ocean waters were growing angry, like really angry, because the storm was bearing down on us. And we had heard the storm was coming, but we all underestimated the power of the storm. And we didn't have anywhere really to take cover but behind a single wall. And the waters of the ocean started to almost like they were rising. And I didn't see what happened, but it was something where that wall was not going to protect us. I didn't see what happened. I don't recall if the waters came down on us or not, but it looked really bad. I don't know what that's about.
So cast your cares on the Lord. You know, there was this time in Scripture where the disciples were out in the middle of the ocean or the middle of the lake, whichever it was, with the Lord, and he was asleep on the back of the boat. And the storm was raging. And the water began to overtake the boat. And they were skilled fishermen, and they're trying to bail the water out. They finally woke him up and said, "Don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you care?" And so he woke up from his nap, and he stood up, and he rebuked the wind, the storm, and he said, "Peace, be still." And perhaps you need to do the same thing. Perhaps you need to stand up in faith, believing God, and speak to your storm and tell it, "Peace, be still," in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 God bless you. We love you.
God bless you. Love you, too. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is always on our side, saint. He never deserts us. I don't care how ugly it looks. God does not desert his people. Now, I don't have a telephone number for this, but you're on the air live in Jesus' name. I take it you're a Skype caller or some kind, but I don't have a phone number for you. So if you can hear me, it's time for you to speak. Amen? Amen. All right.
Hello?
Okay, well, hello? Yes, that's you.
No. Is it me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Praise God. I don't even know where to begin. I'm going to try to make a long story short. Basically, I have been homeless for the past 6 months. I keep thinking it's going to get better, and it doesn't. I've been living in my car with nothing. My family won't talk to me. I know my friends have turned their backs on me. And I do pray. I don't know if something's going to get me, if I've done something. All I know is I can't take it anymore. I can't. I know my, and before that happened, well, in the midst of it happening, my car was, I was carjacked, and everything that I owned, everything I had in my name, which was stolen out of my car. I had to go down the inbound freight car. I got it out without having to pay for it. But, but they took everything. I mean, all my clothes, everything. And I'm on disability, so I only get $800, you know, like a month, you know. And I've been trying. I'm trying to keep my head up above water. I really am. This is like I don't know what to turn. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I, you know, I keep asking God if, you know, I've asked repentance for any and everything I could think of. To repent of, even from my ancestors. I don't know if it's something coming against me or what. I mean, because it's possible there could be a couple things coming against me. I did have very negative words spoken over me by somebody's mother. And then I also had, maybe, a couple months ago, it was the weirdest dream. It sounds funny, I know, like a Hogwarts or something. But it was Harry Potter and all of them. And I rebuked it and renounced it and, you know, canceled it, everything. But I feel like I'm being attacked just everywhere I turn, and I do nothing but good, and I'm praying and I'm doing my work. You know, I'm tired. I am mentally, emotionally, physically, psychologically spent. I just want prayer, please.
Well, the first thing I want you to know is the Lord loves you. And he sees where you are. And he's there with you. You are not by yourself. You are not alone. The Holy Spirit is there with you. And you're not the only one going through this right now. A lot of people are going through this. A lot of people are having heartbreak and having downturn circumstances, because that's what's happening all over the world right now. You're not by yourself.
I know that. I came from I was with my ex-husband when we split up, but I mean, he makes $80,000 a year, and we live in a $300,000 home. We have four kids. He won't even help me or talk to me. He won't even let my kids, they're grown, but he won't even let them talk to me. It's a little funny, man. I didn't know it's hard for everybody, but.
Let's look at it this way. God will talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
God will talk to you. Mm-hmm. See, you're focusing on all the things that don't appear to be going your way. But what you need to focus on is that you're not by yourself, and that God is actually with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that he will walk you through this if you just trust him. All right? He will actually take you through this. I've lived in my car before. Many of us have. This is just very traumatic for you. So stop looking at how it used to be and know that the day comes when the Lord walks you right out of this. It does too. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift our sister up to you. We remit her sins and the sins of her ancestors in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that you bring blessing to her and encouragement to her and safety to her in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you dry her tears and that you heal her broken heart. We take authority, dominion, and power over the voices that have been speaking into her mind in Jesus' name. And we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid those voices to continue to harass her. We bind spirits of trauma that have opened up the way for hopelessness and fear in Jesus' name. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid those spirits to continue to harass her and attack her in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask that you release praise to her. Surround her with your praising angels, Father, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says for us to put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We bind depression. We bind oppression. We bind failure. We bind poverty. And we bind giving up hope in Jesus Christ. We release the hope that is in Christ Jesus to her now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, to breathe on her faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunities that you're sending to her. Thank you for the open doors that are coming, Lord. We ask you to help her to dry her tears so that she can recognize the doors when you present them to her. We ask you to keep her safe. Surround her with your warring, linking angels and your praising angels and your wall of fire with your very glory in the midst, Father. We thank you, Lord, for keeping our sister and providing every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We give you praise, Lord. And we look forward to her testimony of how you brought her through, how you kept her, and how you brought her out, Father. We ask, Father, for those that do know her, for you to release favor to her. Amen. It is. Release favor, grace and favor to her. Release grace and favor to her, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Release grace and favor to her. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We love you. Call back.
I will. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Area code 2292. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Sabrina.
How are you?
Can you hear me, Dr. Sabrina?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't sure. Praise the Lord. This is Jackie B. I know you pretty much know who I am. I'm calling for two reasons that I need prayer of. One is my daughter, Kimberly. I think you remember her. She called you. I think we spoke also and you prayed with me. I was going through warfare with witchcraft. And now I'm worried about her because she has, like, I don't know what happened. She was living with me for a year. She has gotten recently divorced from her husband. They were only married a year. So she had a lot upon her, I know. And her one daughter, they're twins. One is sickly and the other one joined the Marines. And, you know, on top of all of that, when she moved out, she decided to move. And all of a sudden, she's in bars, or clubs, I should say. I don't know if it's a difference because I never was one to go to them, but she's drinking. And it's like she don't want to be bothered with me anymore. And very seldom I hear from her, but she talks to my family. And she said this is her new life. And so when I try to say anything about to her about Christ, she doesn't want to hear it. So I just, you know, leave her alone and I pray, you know, I pray about her, you know, I pray about her mindset. And that's what I'm going through right now with her. She's not my Kim. Kim's been anointed and prayerful. I mean, since she was a child, you know, God always spoke through her and her daughters. They always had anointing upon their lives. But it's like my ex-husband, he attacked one of the twins. And I know that hurt because it hurt me, too. I only recently found out. And this is a lot. And what I'm going through, God's been blessing me. I've gone through, you know, through your ministry, it's been such a blessing. I mean, I've really been blessed through the, you know, with the witchcraft, the warfare that he's a wizard. I know that for a fact now. But he's always saying he can't kill me. I think I told you this before. But he's outside, you know, in my backyard with sound like neighbors, but sound like a lot of noise. It's just annoying me to wake up. You know, that's why you're not going to sleep. I can't kill you. Like, your God, Jesus, I know who he is. He won't let me kill you, but I'm just going to make you miserable, you know. And then I could feel him trying to burn my neck. Like, I know, like, the stem of my brain. Like, I could feel like he burned it, but suddenly I feel the anointing of God, like, go over me so quickly that I don't feel it. You know, I don't feel the pain of him doing anything. I just hear him all the time from the outside. You know, my windows, and there's one neighbor and that's very next door to me, and I know it's a witch and warlock, and I don't know if he knows them or what. I know they're doing things too because they let me know that that's what they are, you know, so I don't bother anybody, you know, I'm just in and out. And the end of last week, I was coming in from the mailbox with my dog, and as I was unlocking my door, that same spirit from the neighbors, because I know the difference. I couldn't see them, but they start saying, Jesus, Jesus, you know, marking my prayers. But I stood up straight. I said, the blood of Jesus against you. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I bind and bound you. And he disappeared. You know, I didn't hear him no more because I stood firm, because I just stood in the Lord. And I called on the warring angels to be around me, and it left. But it's like they get angry because they say, you have no fear. That's what they say. I've never seen nothing, no witchcraft like this. Can't touch you. They always say they see a light around me. They see, you know, even when I come out, all it is a bright brightness all around you. So I know that's the Lord
right.
That
that's
they
what
see.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
The presence of the Lord
keep
around you. Now, the first problem you have is that you're sitting there worrying about your daughter. You need to stop that.
I came long way
you
from
need
where
to
I was.
Stop. You need
yes.
to stop worrying
okay.
about her. That's an open door.
Yeah, she has COVID.
There
right
is no
now,
worry in God's kingdom. There
yeah.
is no worry in God's kingdom. If you're going to worry, that means you're stepping out of the kingdom.
All right.
The kingdom of God mm-hmm. is righteousness, peace,
mm-hmm.
and joy in the Holy Ghost. There is no worry
Amen.
In God's kingdom. So
yeah.
you're going to have to give your daughter to the Lord and take your hands off of it. And all you can do
okay.
is fast and pray for her, knowing that the Lord
mm-hmm.
will take care of it. The Bible says
okay.
that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
Yeah.
The prodigal son eventually found his way home.
That's true. Amen.
So all you can do, Mom, is plead the blood of Jesus over your child and your grandchildren. Fast
mm-hmm.
and pray for them and thank the Lord for their deliverance.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
That's
you.
It.
Amen.
There's not
I
a lot
agree,
to do.
Totally. That's
There's
right.
not
You're
a lot
correct,
to do. And as far as those harassing devils, you keep doing your warfare, and
mm-hmm.
you shut their mouths in the name of Jesus.
Name
you
of
hear
Jesus.
That mouth? You
cannot
shut
yes.
your mouth in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Father,
Amen,
in the name
Pastor.
Of Jesus, we've been praying
Hallelujah.
For her daughter and her granddaughters in the name of Jesus. We cover them in the blood. The Bible says you're married to the backslider. So, Lord, we thank you for bringing the backslider back in Jesus' name. We cut the backslider free from the spirit of Belial in Jesus' name that drew her out into the world in the name of Jesus Christ. The thing that attracted her, Lord, we ask that you tarnish it so she can see that it's not what she thought that it was in Jesus' name. We bind the
yeah.
delusion. We bind the deception. We bind the spell in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask that you give her eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to believe, and a mind to receive what the Spirit of the living God has to say to her in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We ask, Lord, everything that the neighbor sends, you know, Lord, we pray that those kind of people are not allowed to live next door to us. They can't just take up residence anywhere. So we bind that to any witchcraft, any witch, wizard, shaman, any of that living next to our people in Jesus' name. We forbid it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command them to pick up their bags and leave. In Jesus' name, and never return. We thank you and we give you praise, Father. You watch over your people. You surround us with good things. And we thank you and we give you praise for it. We thank you for the lesson. We thank you, Lord, for the training. But now we thank you for some peace. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we love you,
thank
sister.
You,
We're still praying, and
thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank
amen,
you so much,
amen,
Father.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. We love you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall, it's time to intercede. Brother Marshall, I know you're there somewhere.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I hear you.
Okay. I want to apologize to you and to the saints. Last time, I got in the habit of you always going to the cell phone, so I put the headset on the cell phone, and I shut off the house phone, and that's why there was a problem, and I called back in. So thank you, Lord, for your mercy. I also want to apologize to the saints. We're supposed to be an example to the flock, and sometimes I put in a lot more than five lines in the prayer request, so I repent to Brother Bill and to the Lord and to you, Serena. Forgive us all, Father. Forgive me especially in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We love you.
Love you, too. So praise the Lord. You still hear me, right?
Yes, I still hear you loud and clear.
Okay, praise the Lord. Father God, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace in time of need, according to your word in Ephesians 4:16, because of the blood of the covenant. Thank you, Jesus. You're able to save us to uttermost to come into heavenly Father by you, and that's how we come as the saints are praying in agreement, Father. Because of the blood of the covenant. I don't know how to pray necessarily, Father. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not, and it will be given. And we ask for your wisdom by your Spirit, Father. Thank you for the Spirit of adoption, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you for your mercies that are new every day, Father. And as I habitually do this, because, Father, you know I had generational sins as well as personal sins of ungodly fear in my life, which is why I do what you say in your word to do in 2 Peter 5, in Jesus' name. You said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. You may be exalted in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Help us all, establish and settle us all, Lord, as we look to you, Lord, the author and finisher of faith. And Father, And we're praying, Father, for all these various prayer requests, even as Brother Bill has passed them on to us, according to the prayers for the 229 missionaries that were so-called sentenced to death, Father God. We pray for those as being bound together with our brothers and sisters, God, even as you told us to. Where is that, Lord? In your word, in Hebrews 13:3, remember them which are bound as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. We're all partakers of that one bread. We're all members of the body of Christ, Father God, in Jesus' name. And therefore, but for the grace of God, go any one of us in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. We ask you to deliver them, Father. And you're no respecter of persons. What you've done for one, you'll do for another. And I believe it was Peter was sentenced to be put to death. And he was in prison with guards on either side of him, with chains chained to either side of him. And what was he doing when he was in prison? He knew he was supposed to go to the death or to be sentenced to death the next day, Father. What was he doing? He must have done 2 Peter chapter 5. He must have cast all his cares on the Lord because he was asleep. He wasn't worried. He was resting in you, Lord, because you're up all night anyway. And we thank you that you care for not only Peter, but for all these 229 missionaries, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as you deliver the more than 200 people that were with Paul when he was shipwrecked, because they were with him in the same boat. We're all in the same boat with you, Lord Jesus. We're in that boat. We ask you to deliver all these missionaries, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as the saints prayed for Peter, and they had a really hard time believing that their prayers were answered when Peter came out of the prison, because you sent the angel of the Lord in there, and what there was a light that shone round about him. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light who's coming to the world. He's the manifest token of the angel of the Lord, and he's interceding for each of us, including these 229. It's not my prayers. It's the prayers of the Lord Jesus, Father, because of the blood of covenant. Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they're doing. Deliver them all, and every plan and wildest scheme of the enemy returned on the heads of the spirits sent them. All witchcraft curses returned at least sevenfold on the heads of the spirits sent them to those spirits that tend to us. To every member of the body of Christ, each member of the body of Christ, including the 229 missionaries in Jesus. Father, we ask you to forgive them and deliver them. They didn't know what they're doing. If there's any open doors any of them have had, if any of them have entertained any spirits of fear, we ask you to forgive them and deliver them, to give them the Holy Ghost boldness, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as you told us, Father, in your word, in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him. Who's that? The devil, the accuser of the brethren. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. So what are we worried about? If we wake up dead, where are we going to be? We're going to be with Jesus because of the blood of the covenant. And not that any of us want to leave before our time, but our time's in your hands, Lord. And so are those, each one of those missionaries, Father. And you heard the prayers of the saints when they prayed for Peter, and he came out of the harm's way, Father God, and you delivered him, Father God. And we thank you for delivering us. So Jesus could not die before it was his time. Our times are all in your hands, and these missionaries are all in your hands, and our times and my times, all of our times are in your hands. Even as a pastor once said to me, what's the worst thing that can happen to you? You die and go to be with Jesus, which is the best thing, because we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Deliver all those from each and every one, every ungodly spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy the blood of Jesus over the 229 missionaries and all those who have interceded for, including those in harm's way, including the children in Haiti, Father God, and those involved with the plans and schemes of the enemy, all those, Father. And I remember, Father, when there was another earthquake in Haiti, and I was together with I was the only pale-faced one there, with a bunch of black brothers, and we were praying on a Saturday right after the earthquake in Haiti. And Brother Rob had been to Haiti on mission trips many times. Oh, as a missionary, think about that. And he knew many of those people. He knew their faces. He knew what they looked like. I'd never been there. He didn't even watch the evening news. I didn't know anything about it, Father God. But the Holy Ghost fell upon us. I ask you to pour forth of your spirit, Father God, that the Holy Ghost would groan through us with your compassion, with your love for all those in harm's way, the missionaries and the children, and all those in harm's way in Haiti, Father God, and all those in harm's way in different nations, in Afghanistan, in different nations, in the United States, in different nations, Father God, many people in harm's way in different nations, in the Middle East, Father God, in different areas, in Australia, many people in harm's way, Father God, many people subjected, many people in France, in different nations, in harm's way, Father God, being forced to do things they don't want to do by ungodly spirits, Father God. And we ask you to deliver. You said no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we're praying in agreement, because you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. You said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. It's because of that blood sprinkling that speaketh better things than they. But when we're gathered together in the name of Jesus, because of that blood of Jesus that's speaking on our behalf, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Forgive Marshall. Forgive all the saints that didn't know what they were doing. We thank you for the gift of righteousness, Father God. And righteousness delivers from death. We ask you to deliver all those from harm's way, Father, in Jesus' name. God, I was said, including those the enemy has in his sights to try to steal, kill, and or destroy, coming against them with all kinds of seductive and perverse things, including these ungodly video games and the many of them, including the ones that are coming from Pokemon Company. We ask for your righteous judgment, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. We bring the situation before you. We ask you to deliver all the children, all those in harm's way, not just those in Haiti, those in the United States and every nation, from all those people running to some people go to bars because they're looking for love in the wrong places. Some people are looking to be, they don't want to hear about the news. They just want to hear about, oh, well, this is a fun little game. Father, we ask you to deliver them. You delivered Brother Bill, and he told me his testimony, amazing testimony. He used to be addicted like that. Many years ago, there was an 8-year-old boy who called into Blog Talk when Pastor Pat was still here, and he was addicted. He had to play video games for 5 hours a day. Nothing, not a minute less, 5 hours every day. He didn't, even if he didn't want to. Father, deliver us from every spirit of ungodly addiction and all the spirits behind these companies, every witchcraft spirit behind all these Pokemon Company games and all the games in Jesus' name. Because Jesus said in your word, in Joel 2:32, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And you're no respecter of persons. We're all whosoever's, and we call upon your name because of the blood of the covenant. And we ask you to deliver each and every one, deliver the children, deliver the people, and make those things that are displeasing to you, Father, to be displeasing to the children and all those who have interceded for, including all the family members, including the sister who called in recently for her children, grandchildren, and all of our family members. Make those things that are displeasing to you to be displeasing to them. Oh, I just read a scripture today. Where was that, Lord? You said you even make strong drink to be bitter to them, Father. Make those things that the devil wants to make appealing to be unappealing. Unveil the demons and the devils associated with ungodly video games and everything else that people are running to. Those things that people are running to. I have to listen to the news. I have to find out what's going on. Oh, COVID, or the new variant. Deliver people from every spirit of addiction to ungodly fear, Father, in Jesus' name. And help us all to think on those things that you want us to think on, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. Help us to think on the things you want us to think on Jesus. Because even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And he's thinking about each one of us. And he does have good plans for each of us, plans for our peace and not for evil. So even if in the end of Habakkuk, it says, even if there's no cattle in the stall and the vine doesn't yield her fruit and the vine is withered up and the fig trees, even if we don't have natural sustenance in the natural, Father God, we're going to rejoice in the Lord anyway. Help us to be able to do that. Even as, who was it, Paul and Silas, is that who it was? When they were in prison, Father God, when they were in prison, they prayed and praised the Lord because you inhabit the praises of your people. You don't inherit the murmuring and complaining. And forgive me, Lord, for murmuring and complaining. I've done a lot of that in my past. And you're teaching me not to do that, Father. I spent 7 years in a church when the pastor said over and over again, God bless him. He was like me, not a man that was perfect, but he was a work in progress. He said, we need to put on a garment of praise. And we need to have an attitude of gratitude instead of an attitude of grumpitude. Help us then have an attitude of gratitude, Father God, for the little things, like the breath of life. Thank you for the breath of life. You put us all here for such a time as this, even as Esther was here for such a time as that, Father God, and many in harm's way, Father God, and for the believers, particularly the Christians, Father God, in every nation where other people have taken over that don't have good plans, Father God, not just the Taliban, but other factions, Father God, and different nations, Father God, all the different nations, Father God, and the people who put us are in harm's way, Father God. Many people in Afghanistan, Father God, I've heard that they're getting the Afghan nationals out before they get any U.S. citizens out. Isn't that an interesting turn of events, Father, in Jesus' name? We ask you, Father God, for your righteous adjudication and judgment in that situation, Father God, and you bring to light what the enemy is really doing, Father God, in Jesus, and particularly in the U.S. government and every area, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. The U.S. government has not been blameless, Father God, in the past. Yes, we have to be subject to those in authority, but we pray for them. We ask you to grant them the gifts that they need, Father, including those that need it, the gifts of repentance, the acknowledging the truth, that they will recover themselves from any and every snare of the devil, as you told us to in 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting verse 24. We ask you to deliver them, Father God, and deliver those in the U.S. military, those that are using biometric devices to identify Afghans who assist in the so-called coalition efforts. And we ask you to deliver those, and yes, there are many Afghans that bend over backwards to help those from America, Father God. And we ask you to deliver those that served Kanemba today in ways that they thought they were going to be protected, Father God. And some people in this nation have not honored our agreements, Father God. Sort of reminds me of what happened to the Native Americans, Father God, in this nation when the pilgrims came in or the people came in from Europe, Father God, in Jesus' name. Some people were not taken care of properly, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, that we'll be able to honor the people in their own lands, in their own cultures, and even as we want to have America for Americans, we let the Afghans be for the Afghans. And eventually, Father God, we pray for them, Father, that they'll come out of that tribal situation, Father God, of Islam, Father, in Jesus' name, and they'll come to the glorious light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you save those that can be saved, Father, in Jesus' name. And vengeance is mine. You said, I will repay, says the Lord. And yes, your vengeance is yours, Lord. And those from the U.S. that are not blameless, Father God, you're going to deal with them the way they should be dealt with, Father God, in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, you deliver all those in harm's way, the Afghan nationals, the U.S. citizens, the believers in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, particularly in Jesus' name. You deliver those that can be delivered. And we're asking in agreement according to your promise. You said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. You said, everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And Jesus is the door. We take the battle to the gate. I don't exalt my gate. No, I take the battle to the gate, the authority. The Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth. He has all power in this world and the world to come. He is Lord of all, just like it says in Acts chapter 10. He is Lord of all. He's Lord in the United States. He's Lord in France. He's Lord in Afghanistan. He's Lord in every country in Africa. He's Lord of all. And we ask you to rule and reign and wake up the sleeping giant globally, Father God, in Jesus' name. Inspire those in the U.S. military to only use biometric devices, if they should at all, the way they should. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper in Jesus' name, including those people that are not just tracking fingerprints, but looking at people's irises and every other thing in Jesus' name. We thank you for delivering those, Father, that need to be delivered. And we ask you to change the readings on the biometric devices to line up with your perfect will in Jesus' name. We speak confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp. And I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to all the global prayer wars, including Sabrina Sessions, Bill Pringle, and all the saints and all the family members in Jesus' name. We thank you for hiding us in the secret place of the Most High. All the benefits of Psalm 91 over all the saints in Jesus' name, including the missionaries and all those in harm's way, Father God, including those in Afghanistan, in this nation, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that. And all the homeless people, Father God, not just the sister who called in, many, many, thank you that she has a car to be in. Many people lived in cardboard boxes in the winter in the north where it's rather cold over heat vents. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask to deliver those in harm's way. It says Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head. Some people preach a phony gospel, the prosperity gospel, and I was in one of those churches that kind of leaned that way, Father God. But Jesus said he didn't even have a place to lay his head, but we need to be followers of the Lord Jesus and do what he tells us to do. Help me to hear and do what you want, Lord. Each and every day, you said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me, and the voice of a stranger they will not heed. Help us to hear your voice more clearly, Lord Jesus, because you said, your sheep always hear your voice. And all those other voices, we put gags in their mouth in Jesus' name, including those speaking into our family members, hearts and minds. And good riddance to everyone, God. We put gags in their mouth in Jesus' name. They not speak to any one of our family members, any one of us anymore. And we hold every thought continually captive. We continually commit our works unto you, Lord, that our thoughts may be established according to Proverbs 16:3, and according to several other places in Psalm 37:5, in Jesus' name. We hold every thought captive in Jesus' name. And Father God, we know that no weapon formed against us will prosper. So if there have been any U.S. missiles or artillery or helicopters or any other equipment that may have fallen in so-called the hands of whoever the enemy, we consider the enemy to be, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, to not allow them to be used against the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth in any capacity, whether in Afghanistan or the United States or any other place, in Jesus' name, they only be used for your purposes In Jesus' name, we give you praise and honor. And we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. They're pulling down those strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So we pray for all those in authority, those in authority in Afghanistan, those in authority in the United States, those in authority in every nation. We ask you to inspire them to do all and only what you want, Father, including those in France and all Australia and different nations, in every nation, to do all and only what you want, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, you heard Donald Trump's great aunt's prayer 70 years ago. Those two older ladies in their 80s, I think one was legally blind from what Pat said, one was couldn't even straighten up completely, and they were so concerned about the situation of the church. The many people, they weren't really going to church. The young people, what are they doing? They're going to bars. Have we heard about that in some people's family lives? Yes, we have. So, Father, we ask, Father, you move on the hearts of those that have been led away to do things that are displeasing to you, not just in this nation, but in the Russia as well, Father God. And those, Father God, in Russia that are addicted to vodka and other things, Father God, and those that are listening to ungodly voices in their heads and their hearts, Father God, we ask you to deliver them. We pray for those who are despiteful to use, those women that have been abused by their spouses, Father God. And Jesus, you said the believing spouse sanctifies the unbelieving spouse. I think that's in 1 Corinthians 7 somewhere. So, Father God, for those women, just like Pat Holiday believed, and she had a spouse who was in Freemasonry, and they worship who? Lucifer in Freemasonry. And he actually did renounce that, and he left that. He actually did come to faith in Jesus. He left the idolatry of the Russian Orthodox Church. Some of it, they have little statues, and I don't know too much about the Russian Orthodox Church, Father. But I just know, Father God, you don't want any kind of idolatry. Any kind of idolatry. Some people worship man's opinions. Well, Dr. So-and-so said, well, we come out of agreement, and we bind every spirit of idolatry and listening to things that don't line up with listening to Jesus in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver all those men, Father God, that have been abusing their wives, Father God, in Russia, and not just in Russia, but in every nation. People are listening to ungodly voices, Father God. Those that are out and out into witchcraft, Father God. Those that are doing demonic things, Father God, and perverse and sick and perverse things, Father God. And we ask you to deliver them, Father God, and inspire the women to pray the way you want, Father, even as you inspired Pat Holiday. And she didn't have a lot of people to teach her, but you taught her by your spirit, Father. You taught her to go to a prayer closet and pray and bind the spirit. So we bind every demon in Jesus. Satan, you, the mind blinder, are bound. Every ungodly and unclean spirit are bound. Every spirit of stealing, killing, and destroying, every spirit of pride and rebellion, bound in Jesus' name. We cancel your summons to all the men in the Russian households and every household, including the United States of America and those in authority in the United States of America and the Taliban. We bind every spirit of ungodly perversion and every spirit of power-hungry spirits, Father, in Jesus' name, and kicking those that are under what they think that are underneath them, and spirits of every unclean and perverse spirit abound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Because Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. We do that in agreement according to Matthew 18:18. Also, individually as saints according to Matthew 16:19. We first bind the straw man, the mind blinder, according to Matthew 12:29 and Mark 3:27. We bind the mind blinder. We bind you, Satan, every one of your underlings. We cancel your assignment to all those who have interceded for, including those in authority, in Jesus' name. Those in authority, every spirit of behind communism and fascism and totalitarianism and all the ungodly isms that are out there, in Jesus' name. Every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound, in Jesus' name. We command you nothing further to do with all those who have interceded for, including the missionaries and the women in Russia and all the children of every nation, the children and all the people in Haiti in harm's way. We bind you, Satan, every one of your spirits seeking to kill, steal, and destroy are bound. We command you to leave each and every one of them alone. We command you to take every one of your demons away from each and every one we've interceded for, including the men in authority, in the Taliban, in the United States government, in every government, in France, in Australia, in Africa, in different nations, in every nation, in Great Britain, and those in the central bankers, and those associated with the global elite, trying to bring in the New World Order, trying to bring in the Great Reset. We bind every one of those demons. All the demons of Freemasonry, as Sabrina Sessions already bound them, I'm in agreement. They're already perpetually continuing bound. Baphomet is bound. All the underlings are perpetually bound in Jesus' name. We cancel our assignments to all those who have interceded for, including all the spirits seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. We command to take every one of your demons away from each and every one we've interceded for, anyway, including all the family members of every, anyway, blinding their eyes, hearts, and their minds from knowing, understanding, and receiving the fullness of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and his kingdom. He is Lord of all in Jesus' name. And every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Yes, Satan, your knee must bow in Jesus' name, even as it is confirmed not only Philippians 2, 9-11, Romans 14-11, Isaiah 45, beginning at verse 21, in Jesus' name, and from our position seated in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, we break all the power of the enemy in the heavens, in the bush, and the deep, from any power, communications, to flow to the demons on earth, to all those who have interceded for, willingness to intercede for, including the missionaries in harm's way, including those in Haiti, including those that are being subjected to the nonsense of advertisements for video games, and those Christians in every nation, not just in Afghanistan, in every nation, that are subject to ungodly factions and demons of the New World Order and every other of Taliban and every other spirit behind Islam and every other spirit behind Masonry and every other spirit said he and to kill, steal, and to destroy. You're perpetually bound. Every spirit sent against all those trying to speak lies against those that are standing for the truth are perpetually bound. We put gags in their mouth continually, instantly, immediately, including all those associated with every saint, all the blood-washed saints in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. You said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be delivered. Ask you to deliver all the Russian women, those in Haiti, the missionaries, and all those in harm's way. And we thank you for the many times you've heard the prayers of the saints, Father. Thank you for the many, many times, the prayers, praise reports, even today, Father God, even in the global prayer, in the chat room, Father, in the prayer room, wherever it was, I guess it was in the prayer room, when Linda said that she was able to share her testimony, Sabrina encouraged us to do, with a woman who prayed and cried and received Jesus because she'd been rejected. Many of us have been, almost everybody's been rejected by somebody somewhere, kind of a thing. But Jesus made it possible for us all to be accepted in the beloved. Why? Because Father God loves us so much. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins, the substitute and sacrifice for our sins, who God set forth a propitiation through faith in his blood, his righteousness. We're all in agreement according to the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:19. And we thank you for hearing our prayers, Father, that Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Ask, and you shall receive it. You're going to give. We make all of our prayers effectual for us. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. You've not received the spirit of bondage. You get the spirit of adoption, Father. My Father, help us all put on that garment of faith that the spirit has done. And we thank you for helping us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, because that's for our safety. You said that's for our safety. And though I cling to my back then, and we give you praise and honor and glory.
Rain down righteousness, Lord. Rain down your heart.
Let the bride go forth in his name. Let the bride of her father. Let the priests and ministers, O Lord, weep between the portions of all the ministers say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathens should rule over them. Wherefore, to them, do they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Lord, be jealous for your land and pity your people. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said, amen and amen and amen. Teach us how to be true to the Lord. Teach me, Lord, how to be true to my King, for he's true to me. In Jesus' name, amen. And all the saints said, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.